What's the matter, Mayor? You seem troubled.
Oh, it's the city. How do we make them come, Rick? I mean, how do we get them here?
Sir, with all due respect, you've helped build Las Vegas into the largest tourist attraction in the world. They come by the millions, sir. We've opened so many hotels, we've practically run out of themes. Celine Dion is only one man, sir. We're thriving, Mayor. We don't need more advertising.
Damn it, Rick. Have Annabelle and Curtis Lowry of Effingham, Illinois been to Vegas? How about Sasha and Darren Marquardt of Paris, Texas? Aren't they still sitting on that nest egg of theirs? And I'm pretty sure Elaine and Bert Tompkins of Marietta, Georgia are intending to still send their children to college. I mean, whatever happened to fibbing on the Pell Grant registration form to free up finances? The point is, Rick, we could do more. You're not suggesting an advertising firm, are you, sir?
God, no. I want Bergenza. Herb Bergenza.
The next day. All right, everybody. We've decided we need to step up things a notch around here. That's why I introduce you to you, Herb Bergenza, Ad Wizard. All right! Thank you, Mayor! I appreciate that introduction. Hey, who's ready for some magic? I'm talking magic time. Well, first, let me tell you a few things about myself. I'm 36 years old. I'm a turquoise belt in jiu-jitsu. I got my GED in 1998, and most importantly, I'm here to make you some money. To me, advertising is all about the three Ds. A dish of creativity, a dash of enthusiasm, and a double dose of honesty. Hey, what do you say? Let's try and put this Las Vegas thing on the map. Here we go! Las Vegas! Okay. I got it. Las Vegas. Never is losing so much money. Been quite so much damn fun. No? Well, hey, I work off the top of my head. That's the way I roll. They're not all winners. Here we go. Las Vegas. Our citizens are sprinkling their lawns with egg whites so our hotels have running water. No? Not grabbing you? Well, here's a new twist on an old idea. Las Vegas. What happens at Vegas stays at Vegas. Except for your herpes. No, those are going with you. Not on board with that one? But it matters not. Not to Herb Bergenza. All right. Las Vegas. I got it. Come to Vegas because our daughters really don't want to go to college. Or along the same lines, Las Vegas. Because what if your son grows up to be a drug dealer? Then won't you feel silly having saved for his future? No? Well, for the record, I would like to submit that you're passing on some winners here. But it's all right. I'm just warming up. Here we go, Las Vegas. For a small fee, we'll let you hot tub with our college basketball team. Las Vegas. Bugsy Siegel would shit himself in hell if he saw what we've done to the place. Las Vegas. If you think Silicon Valley is in California, you've clearly never been to Vegas. Las Vegas. We're going to stab dead the next tourist who quotes Vince Vaughn and Swingers. Las Vegas, you're simply not going to win your money back. Las Vegas, yes, we have pretty girls, like in the TV show, but I can assure you, none of them are working in the boardrooms. Las Vegas, it's like Disneyland for adults, only not nearly as corrupt. Las Vegas, just think, a hooker may have OD'd where you're sleeping. Las Vegas, an oasis in the desert, but with 24-hour strip clubs. Oh, yeah, Herbie's the man. Just try and stop me. Woo! Okay, Mr. Bergenza, you're good. I'll give you that. But are you the best? What do you mean? Vegas is thinking about luring an NHL team to our fine city. But we want to make sure the sport can recover from its current plight. Can you sell the NHL to us, Bergenza? Can you sell it to me, more importantly? You've thrown me a curve. I'll admit it. A lesser man might have appreciated a warning. But then again, Herb Bergenza's not a lesser man, now is he? No, sir, I'm a wizard. And with honesty on my side, I'll accept your challenge. Despite your horrid poop-smelling breath. All right, here we go. The National Hockey League. All right, I got it. The NHL, the coolest game on ice, now in more ways than one. All right, the NHL. Hey, Bush warned you Canadians to support the war. You reap what you sow, bitches. All right, the NHL, where stars like Hobby something or other, that Russian guy and the long-haired white dude come to play and in a season near you. The NHL. Oh, give it a shot, black people. NHL. Yes, Miami, you have a team. The NHL. Our initials now stand for not a horrible loss, really. The NHL. If you want to see toothless people fight, watch Springer till we're back. The NHL. So we skipped a year. The Olympics do it all the time. The NHL. The only difference between us and U of A basketball is that our athletes aren't currently being paid. The NHL strike. Ice skating's biggest black eye since Tanya Harding. And look how she pulled through. The NHL. Why not put it in Vegas? Nothing else you've done makes sense.
I love it! Yes!
That's right, let me hear it. Thank you, Mayor, I appreciate it.
You're as good as advertised, Mr. Bergenzer.
Thank you, Mayor, but please, have a Mento. You insist talking to me. Seriously, I'm not kidding. That's awful. Hey, who's got another challenge for Big Herb? How about you? Big Nose, come on, hit me.
Oh, how about the Excalibur Hotel?
The Excalibur, because the Knights of the Round Table were really just originating poker night for the boys. You, Fivehead.
Let's try the Bellagio.
The Bellagio. Sometimes we forget we're in the desert. That's why we waste so much water. How about you, Wrinklepuss?
I've got one. The Mirage.
The Mirage. We once had a gay man get eaten by a tiger. How do you beat that for entertainment? Oh, I'm a star. A big, bright, shiny star, I tell you. Good night, Las Vegas. I love you.